Quick rundown. 9 stories in 1 minute. A sealed deposition resurfaces, reframing Bill Cosby's decades-old controversy. Actor Quentin Aaron is hospitalized and on life support after a severe blood infection. Emma Heming Willis shares how Bruce Willis still connects with family despite frontotemporal dementia. Michael J. Fox shows up in Shrinking Season 3 as a man with Parkinson's. Anne Margaret reminds us why she's an enduring icon, a cheeky list of the cheesiest one-hit wonders of the 1960s. 9 must-have household items from the 1960s, rotary phone, shag carpet, the whole vibe, Jennifer Aniston's slow burn romance with Jim Curtis, and Ken celebrates 65 with a look back at his evolution.
All right, buckle up. We'll unpack each of those, starting with one that still flashes sparks in the courtroom and headlines. Bill Cosby.
Story 1. Deposition, reemergence, reframes. Bill Cosby controversy. New court filings have brought a sealed deposition back into public view. According to reporting, the deposition came from Donna Motzinger's civil suit, an allegation tied to a 1972 incident. And in it, Cosby admitted he obtained Quaaludes intending to give them to women at social encounters. He said he never took the pills himself and described acquiring them under informal circumstances before regulations tightened.
Why this matters now? Sworn testimony has a way of outliving the moment it was given. Even if decades have passed, those words can reshape both legal arguments and public perception. For Motzinger's suit, that testimony offers firsthand detail that mirrors other allegations previously raised against Cosby. It's not just rumor or retrospective accusation. It's a sworn account that courts have to take seriously.
From a legal standpoint, Cosby's team is still fighting to dismiss the case, while Motzinger presses forward. Practically, the reemergence underscores how long-delayed claims create complicated intersections of memory, accountability, and reputation. For many observers, it's another reminder that celebrity doesn't shield someone from renewed scrutiny, and deposition testimony can carry consequences years later.
Next up, Quentin Aaron. The Blind Side star is in an intensive medical situation in Atlanta after collapsing at home on January 23rd. His wife reports he was losing feeling in his legs, collapsed, and was rushed to the hospital where doctors diagnosed a severe blood infection. He was intubated and placed on life support, opening his eyes and breathing partially on his own.
This is one of those stories where public and private collide. Fans and colleagues have rallied online, and a GoFundMe set up by a veterans group is raising money for medical and living expenses. The family is asking for privacy and prayers while doctors continue tests. Right now, there aren't detailed prognostics publicly available, but the signs of improvement his wife described give hope.
Aaron's work, especially The Blind Side, gave him a high-profile place in Hollywood history. Beyond the headlines, the more human detail is the family asking for space. These moments are intensely private, even as fans want to show support. If you're moved to help, check verified fundraising links before donating, and otherwise keep him and his family in your thoughts.
Third story, Bruce Willis and frontotemporal dementia. Emma Heming Willis sat down on the Unexpected Journey podcast to talk about life with Bruce after the public announcement of his diagnosis. A key point she made, Bruce doesn't fully recognize his illness, a condition called anosognosognos, but he remains present and capable of meaningful interactions with family.
That balance of loss and presence is what the family is emphasizing. From aphasia in 2022 to the FTD diagnosis last year, they've shifted their focus from trying to fight what's changed to adapting how they communicate and connect. Emma's message is strikingly simple and resonant. Dementia changes things, but it doesn't erase the person you love. For caregivers and families listening, that's both a practical and emotional takeaway.
It's also an important reminder of the value of awareness. Knowing the specific diagnosis helps shape care, expectations, and how loved ones find ways to preserve intimacy and normalcy. The Willis family is leaning into presence, which many experts say is powerful for quality of life.
Switching gears to better screen news, Michael J. Fox returns in Shrinking Season 3. He plays Jerry, a man with Parkinson's who connects with Harrison Ford's character, Dr. Paul Rhodes. Fox appears across 3 episodes, and he asked only to play just a guy. Not a symbol, not an obvious autobiographical stand-in.
That choice matters. Shrinking's tone, mixing humor and honest emotional work, gives Fox room to inhabit a lived-in character, not a spectacle. The storyline emphasizes shared human connection, two men finding a bond rooted in common experience. For viewers, it's a welcome, low-key return that honors Fox's craft and his real-life experience with Parkinson's, without turning it into a headline stunt.
Next, Anne Margaret. She's still making headlines with a throwback Instagram post that reminded fans why she was, and remains, a magnetic presence. The story highlights her early fame in films like Viva Las Vegas, her longtime marriage to Roger Smith, and her adventurous spirit, like riding a lavender motorcycle even after a serious 2000 accident.
The framing is classic celebrity resilience, enduring talent, bold personal style, and a refusal to be diminished by age or setbacks. For fans, that Instagram moment was a small, joyful reminder of a lifetime of charisma.
Now for something lighter, the cheesiest one-hit wonders of the 1960s. The list ranges from The Contours' Do You Love Me? To Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky, Steam's Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye, Bobby Pickett's Monster Mash, and Bruce Channel's Hey Baby. Each one captured a cultural moment. Dance crazes, movie licensing gold, stadium anthems, or seasonal staples.
One-hit wonders often leave surprisingly durable legacies. Even if the artists didn't chart repeatedly, those songs kept showing up in film, TV, commercials, and sports arenas. Short-lived chart dominance, long-lived cultural life.
Sticking with nostalgia, 10 essential items found in every home in the 1960s. The highlights: corded rotary phones, shag carpets, central vacuum systems, conversation pits, console TVs, slide projectors, colorful appliances, wood paneled walls, and fondue sets. It's a fun reminder of how domestic style changes, and how things that once felt modern now feel delightfully quirky.
We loved the fondue set line, something made for a single era's entertaining fantasy. And the shag carpet image? Instant time machine.
Back to current celeb life. Jennifer Aniston and Jim Curtis. Their romance reportedly started quietly through mutual friends and slow conversations. Curtis has described the relationship as steady and intentional, nearly a year by his account. And both seem to value patience and emotional honesty over headline-grabbing exposure.
In today's tabloid culture, that kind of low-key steadiness is a story in itself. They met, they let things develop, and they kept the noise down. For fans who've watched Aniston's public life for decades, it's an appealingly private arc.
Finally, Ken turns 65. Mattel's long-standing companion to Barbie has evolved since his 1961 debut. Kenneth Sean Carson, yes, the lore is deep, has seen wardrobe updates, social initiatives like inclusive dolls, and even recent playful videos. Mattel asked fans to imagine 65 things for Ken's next chapter. It's an exercise in nostalgia and reinvention.
Ken is a useful lens for how brands keep cultural icons relevant. Tweaks to identity, inclusion efforts, and a wink to nostalgia. At 65, he's more cultural participant than mere toy.
That wraps our deep dives. Quick takeaways. Court testimony can change narratives decades later. Quentin Aaron's health is a developing serious story with hopeful signs. Families like the Willises are modeling presence in the face of dementia. Michael J. Fox's return is intentionally human and understated. And nostalgia continues to sell, whether it's Anne Margaret, one-hit wonders, or a 65-year-old plastic guy named Ken.
We'll keep an eye on the Cosby litigation and on Quentin Aaron's condition as both stories evolve. If you want more, subscribe to our daily podcast for interviews, longer takes, and the headlines you need to know.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, leave a review and tell us which story you want more of tomorrow. We'll be back with more culture, context, and conversation.